up through the ninth canto, then has been described all the generations of the sun and moon dynasty.
So, Srimad Bhagavatam Navam Skanda Paranda Vishas Kare Sadhanta Surya Vansa Evam Chandra Vansa Vansa Thakra Kathai Vishas Kare Varna Karani.
And all the essential philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
Evam Krishna Chetana Jesamanta Gurutta Purna Darsan Tattva Se Vili Varna Karani.
Because Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, you should turn that down a little bit. He mentions in the Bhagavad Gita that whoever knows his birth and activities, then they will never take birth again.
Bhagavad Sri Krishna Bhagavad Gita Balasan, Jarata Dharma and Karma, Jitva Bhav Samantha Bhagavata Hachan, Tara Konadini Arai.
So it's a very simple philosophy that if we understand that God is transcendental, His birth is transcendental, then we ourselves in the future will take birth in a transcendental body. And if we understand Krishna's activities are transcendental, then we ourselves will become eligible to enter into the spiritual world where we can take part in those transcendental activities. Main thing, Maharaj can hear, that's good enough.
Yeah.
He's still trans.
Okay,
so it's no problem. So the first nine cantos are giving us a full idea that Krishna and his activities, qualities, pastimes, everything is transcendental.
তো প্রথম নয়টি স্কন্ধে যা বর্ণনা করা হয়েছে সেখান থেকে আমরা পূর্ণ ধারণা লাভ করতে পারছি, জ্ঞান লাভ করতে পারছি যে ভগবানের শ্রীকৃষ্ণের জন্ম এবং কর্ম হচ্ছে দিব্য।
So with that understanding, then we come into the 10th canto.
তো সেই প্রকারের চিন্তাধারা বা সেই প্রকারের জ্ঞান গ্রহণ করার পর আমাদের দশম স্কন্ধে প্রবেশ করতে হচ্ছে।
Because if we do not have that understanding, then when we hear Krishna's pastimes, we might think otherwise. So we're supposed to make spiritual advancement by hearing the Lord's pastimes. We're not supposed to hear these pastimes and make offense. Therefore, so many examples and stories are given before we get to this
canto.
So basically, Krishna's pastimes have three major divisions.
So Bhagavan Sri Krishna Lila ke vishesh kare teen bhage vibhakta kara hoyeche.
His pastimes in Vrindavan.
Tar Vrindavaner Lila.
Pastimes in Mathura.
And Mathura Lila.
And pastimes in Dwaraka.
Dwaraka Lila.
So before his advent, then there was so much difficulty on the earth planet.
So Bhagavan Sri Krishna abhirbhaber purbe এই ধরাতলে বহু প্রকারের উপদ্রব দেখা যাচ্ছিল।
So many unqualified people were running the government.
বহু অযোগ্য লোক তারা সরকার বা রাজা পদ লাভ করে রাজত্ব করতেন।
And so the earth was feeling a great burden.
তাই বসুন্ধরা এই সমস্ত দুষ্ট লোকেদের দ্বারা রাজত্বে খুব ভারাক্রান্ত হয়েছিল।
Means the earth She is the Lord's Adhara Shakti.
So, Prithivi hocche Bhagavaner Adhar Shakti.
So, she can accommodate so many things.
Prithivi bahu bhar ke grahan korte pare, boro bhar dharan korte pare.
Means big, big mountains are sitting there very nicely.
To boro boro pahar porbot se boshe ache prithibir upore.
The oceans are sitting.
Samudra ache prithibir upore.
So many buildings and people.
Koto lok, koto ghor bari prithibir upore ache.
And she has no problem.
To tate to prithibir bharakan to hocche
na. Just like if you have an elephant and you put a flower on the back of the elephant, will the elephant feel anything?
যেটা হাতি আছে হাতির পিছনে যেটা ফুল রেখে দেওয়া হয় হাতি কি মনে করো ভারী হয়ে গেছে মনে করবে
না So the earth, she doesn't feel any of this as a burden.
তো এই সমস্ত পাহাড় পর্বত লোক মানুষ সমুদ্রে কোনোটাই ধরিত্রী মাতা ভারাক্রান্ত মনে করে না
But she feels some difficulty when there is a person who does not speak the truth.
তো ধরিত্রী তখনই ভারাক্রান্ত হয় যখন তার বক্ষের উপরে তার উপরে মিথ্যাবাদী বা মানুষ ভরে যায় তারা সত্য কথা বলে না তাতে সে আরো ভারাক্রান্ত মনে করে
So when people are very materialistic and they are against the absolute truth, this is very painful for her.
যখন মানুষরা অত্যন্ত ভৌতিকবাদী হয়ে যান এবং তারা বৈদিক নীতিনিয়মের বিরুদ্ধে আচরণ করেন সেটি ধরিত্রীর পক্ষে বহু
So therefore Krishna comes to remove this burden of the earth.
তাই ভগবান কৃষ্ণ অবতীর্ণ হন এই ধরিত্রীর এই ভারকে লাঘব করার জন্য.
So Bhumi Devi in the form of a cow, then she went and approached Lord Brahma.
তাই ভূমি দেবী একটি গাভীর রূপ ধারণ করে ব্রহ্মার কাছে তার দুঃখ নিবেদন করেছেন.
And then Brahma, not knowing what to say to her about her troubles, took her to see Lord Vishnu along with all the demigods.
So Brahma tar dukkho ki kore prashamita korbe tar upay khuje na apne samasta devagon korke niye bhagwan vishnu sange sakshat korbar jonno se dharitri mata ke samne kore niye geche.
Then Krishna there explained, yes, he will come to perform his pastimes.
So Krishna sakhan tadake bolchen ha ami dharadhana avatirno hobo amar lila prakash korbo.
And all the demigods, they should come and appear in the family of the Yadu
dynasty.
Then after saying all this, then all the demigods were very pleased and Bhumi Devi was pleased and they all left. So at this time, then Devaki, she was being married to Vasudeva.
তো এই সময় দেবকী বিবাহ হয়েছে বসুদেবের সঙ্গে
and after the marriage then because the marriage as you all know happens in the girl's house
তো আপনারা সবাই জানেন বিয়ে হয় তো মেয়ের বাড়িতে বিবাহ হয়
and then after that then the girl goes to the boy's house
তারপরে সে মেয়েটি সে বরের বাড়িতে যায়
so now the girl has not been out of her house much or the protection of the house So she feels a little uncomfortable going off to a new place.
তো সবসময় সে কন্যা তো ঘরের ভিতরে থাকে সেটা অন্য বাড়িতে যাবে তাই তাকে খুব মানে অসুবিধা লাগে তো অন্য লোকের বাড়িতে গিয়ে থাকবো কিভাবে থাকবো অসুবিধা মনে করে
So therefore Kamsa who was her cousin brother he was accompanying he was driving the chariot for his sister
তো কংস তার মানে ভাই নিজের ভাই নয় তার কাকার
ভাই কামসাস মাদারস আই থিংক সিস্টারস ডটার ইজ দেবাকি
দেখ সম্পর্কের ভাই বোন তারা জ্ঞাতি ভাই বোন সে কংস তার সঙ্গে দেবকীর সঙ্গে যাবে
So they're driving along very happily in this chariot.
কংস রথ চালাচ্ছে তার খুব খুশি মনে রথ নিয়ে আগে যাচ্ছে সে কংসের
Then, you know, it's natural. After the marriage, everybody is happy. Everyone forgets about all the difficulties that will happen once the festivities are over.
তখন বিয়ে বাড়ির সময় খুব আনন্দ করে তুমি ভুলে যা বিয়ের পরে যে কিছু দুঃখ আসবে
But nobody minds. It's expected. We will be happy that day.
So, ja asubidha holo to mone korona kono sobai jane je biyer pore ki jhamela ache sobai jane.
So they're driving very happily, and then suddenly a voice tells Kamsa that what a fool he is. He's driving the chariot of his sister, whose 8 sons will kill him. So naturally, being a demon, he wasted no time in pulling out his sword and was ready to cut off Devaki's head. So then Vasudev had to think quite quickly. Because he is no match in strength for Kamsa. But he was intelligent. He was a minister, I think, for Ugrasena. Like this. So then very quickly he started saying that everyone's going to die, what is your problem? Means everyone's going to die, so now you know how you're going to die, what's the big problem? And it's not your sister that's going to kill you, it's her 8th son. So he was a little pacified, but not completely. So then he told them, don't worry. Every one of our children will bring to you, and then you do with them as you like. He thought, now at least first we'll save Devaki, then we'll think of another plan to save the children. So like this, then with that, because Kamsa knew that Vasudev was very truthful, he trusted him, yes, he will do what he says. So then they continued on the party. And then within some time, then Devaki was pregnant. And then after the delivery of the child, Vasudeva, according to his word, brought that child to Kamsa. And then Kamsa was very moved by this, that he had kept his word, because a normal person would not do such a thing. So then, after taking the child, he gave him back and said, you keep, it's the 8th child anyway I have to worry, not this one. So like this, everything was very peaceful. Then Narad Muni came along and he said, I just happened to be moving on the road. And while I was there, Lord Brahma and all the demigods were there. Then from there, they went up to the heavenly planets. So I went with them. There they were talking that Brahma was telling them that Krishna said that all the devatas should take birth in the Yadu dynasty. So then, like this, the demigods are your avowed enemies. So now, Anyone in this family could be the demigods. So even it's not the eighth son, still there can be danger. Like this. So one may think, oh, why is Narad Muni saying all this? But Narad Muni was wanting to see very quickly the Lord descend. So being very enthusiastic to see Krishna, he's saying all these things. So then Kamsa, then he sent his constables. They arrested Devaki and Vasudev, put them in jail. And then like this, every child, one after another, the first six children, he killed them all. There's an interesting story behind these six children. That at the time of Hiranyakashipu, so Hiranyakashipu, one of his sons, was named Kalanimi. You know the one? Krishna killed him. So then Kalanimi had six sons. So now these six sons, when they grew up, and they were very expert in weaponry and the different scriptures of politics and management. And they were also very qualified demons, like their father and grandfather. So at one point when they reached maturity, they left Hiranyakashipu's protection and went off on their own to perform austerities. And then they got Lord Brahma. He came and gave them blessing. You know, the same basic thing as Hiranyakashipu. You know, not be killed by any weapons and by, you know, no Gandharvas and no one this, that, like this. So Brahma understood what they wanted. They don't want to be killed just by anybody, so then he gave that blessing. So then they went back to the palace. And then when Hiranyakashipu found that they had left his protection to find other protection, he became very angry. So then he cursed them that in the future, your father, Kalanemi, will take birth as Kamsa and he will kill each and every one of you. So these, they are known as the Shatgarbhas. So they took birth as those six first children of Devaki. And then Kamsa, who was previously Kalanemi, he killed them all. So like this, so Narad Muni knows all these things, so there's no problem. So then the seventh Seventh child was Sankarshan, Baladev.
Tar devoge saptam garbhe abirbhuto halen Sankarshan Balaram.
Who then was transferred to the womb of Rohini.
To tokhon devoge garbhe abirbhuto hoy bhagobaner ichhate devogir garbhe theke Rohinir garbhe nandalaye Rohini chilen sekhane sei putroke jogomaya giye rekhe diyeche.
Because Rohini was also one of the wives of Vasudev.
Rohini Vasudevar ekjon stri.
But because Vasudev and Nanda, they were very good friends, very close friends.
Nanda Vasudev tader khub bhalo ghonishto bondhutto chilo.
So Vasudev, one of his wives, was staying with Mother Yashoda in Vrindavan.
To Vasudevar ekti stri Rohini se Yashoda matar sange Nanda grihe bas korchilen.
So then this was appeared as a miscarriage for Devaki.
তো এমনি লোকেরা বুঝছে কি যখন এই গর্ভ স্থানান্তরিত হয়েছে দেবকী গর্ভ থেকে লোকেরা মনে করছে যে দেবকীর গর্ভ নষ্ট হয়ে গেছে
and then Krishna appeared as the eighth son
তারপরে বলরামের আবির্ভাব হলো রোহিণী গর্ভ থেকে তারপরে কৃষ্ণ দেবকীর অষ্টম গর্ভ থেকে আবির্ভূত হলেন
so now when Vasudev within his heart Then he thought of, or how you say, within his mind he thought of Krishna.
So Vasudev, tar manar madhye Krishna ke dhyan karche.
And then he fixed Krishna within his heart.
Tapore hridaye Krishna ke sthir koreche, nibishto koreche.
And then from his heart he transferred Krishna into Devaki's heart.
Tapore Krishna Vasudevar hridaye theke Devakir hridaye pravesh koreche.
And in this way then she was known as she was pregnant.
তখন সবাই বুঝতে যে সে গর্ভবতী হয়েছে বলে
and because of her effulgence because the supreme lord was in her womb all the devas came to offer prayers
তো যখন ভগবান পরম ব্রহ্ম তার গর্ভে প্রবেশ করেছেন তার হৃদয়ে তখন তার শরীর জ্যোতির্ময় হয়ে উঠেছে সমস্ত দেবতারা এসে স্তুতি করছে কাকে দেবকীকে স্তুতি করছে
she is thinking what is going on
দেবকী বুঝতে পারছে না কি হচ্ছে কি ব্যাপার দেবতারা এসে আমার কেন স্তুতি করছে
so like this is going on
তো এরকম লীলা হচ্ছে
then when it came time for Krishna's appearance then he appeared before Devaki and Vasudev as forearm form
তো যখন কৃষ্ণের আবির্ভাবের সময় আসছে তখন ভগবান কৃষ্ণ সে দেবকে বসুদেবের সামনে চতুর্ভুজ রূপ ধারণ করে আবির্ভূত হয়েছে
Just to show them that the Supreme Lord has taken birth as their child.
তো একটা ছোট শিশু হয় জন্ম হলে এরা মনে করত না যে ভগবান আবির্ভূত হয়েছেন বলে তাই তার চতুর্ভুজ রূপ ধারণ করে আবির্ভূত হয়েছেন তাহলে তারা বুঝতে পারবে যে পরম পুরুষ ভগবান আমাদের পুত্র রূপে আবির্ভূত হয়েছে
Because in their previous lifetimes, they had done penances and austerities that the Lord would appear as their children three times.
তো দেবকে বসুদেবে ভগবান কেন এদের পুত্র হয়ে জন্ম লাভ করবে না পূর্ব জন্মে এই দেবকী বসুদেব তারা তপস্যা করেছিল তপস্যা করে ভগবানকে প্রার্থনা করেছিল ভগবান যেন তাদের পুত্র রূপে আবির্ভূত হন
so also he appeared as Vamanadev to them in a previous life
তো তার পূর্ব জন্মে ভগবান বামন দেব রূপে আবির্ভূত হয়েছিল বামন দেব কাহিনী মনে আছে কার পুত্র রূপে আবির্ভূত হয়েছিল কশ্যপ তার আগে ছিলেন বামনদেব তার আগে ছিলেন কৃষ্ণগর্ভ তার নাম ছিল কৃষ্ণগর্ভ কৃষ্ণী আর সুতপা এর পুত্র রূপে তিনি আবির্ভূত হয়েছিলেন
So like this he appeared as the supreme lord just to show that he has kept his promise
তো কৃষ্ণ সুতপা রূপে তারা যে তপস্যা করেছিল ভগবান বলছে তোমাদের পুত্র রূপে আমি আবির্ভূত হব তাই তিনি এইভাবে তার পুত্র রূপে আবির্ভূত হয়েছে
বিকজ ওয়েন দ্য লর্ড মেক্স এ ইউ নো হ্যাজ রিলেশনশিপ উইথ দ্য ডিভোটি হি নেভার ব্রেকস দ্যাট
তো ভগবান তার ভক্তের সঙ্গে সম্পর্ক সে সম্পর্ক কখন ছিন্ন করেন না
সো দেবকী আফটার দিস দেন শি রিকোয়েস্টেড হিম to manifest as a small regular two-armed child
to bhagwan krishna jokhon abirbhuto holen tini tokhon tar dibhujo rup choto shishu rupe tini তারপরে আবির্ভূত মানে সেই রূপ গ্রহণ করলেন।
And then, because otherwise, then Kamsa and all that, they're going to make trouble. So then, so Krishna took that form, and then after acting like a small child, he instructed him, before he instructed that he would take, that he should be taken to Vrindavan. And there, if he goes, he will find that Nanda Baba, he has had a child with Mother Jashoda. He should switch the two. It'll be a baby girl. So then after this, then very amazingly, all the guards were fast asleep. Yes, all the doors opened. And the shackles that were on them opened. So then Vasudev picked up Krishna and started for Vrindavan. So then when he got, he was to go from Mathura to Vrindavan, you have to cross the Jamuna. So now this is rainy season. So Jamuna is very big in the rainy season. Means in the summer season you can walk across no problem. But in the rainy season she's very big. Not only that, there was a storm. So he didn't know what to do. So then Krishna, by his arrangement, arranged that the river gave some space for him to move.
So Krishna
And Ananta, he was had his hoods over, so the rain would not disturb. So like this, they are going through. So then right when he's in the middle of the Jamuna, Krishna slips from his hand. And then he's very frantic trying to find Krishna. So like this, he's in great anxiety. So when his anxiety was too much, then Jamuna Devi herself personally brought Krishna back. She said that he's so beautiful, I just wanted to play with him for a few minutes. So like that. Then he went to Vrindavan, and just as Krishna had said, then Mother Jashoda had a small child, has a small baby girl.
So Krishna said, "Bolechile ta nandala gaye se Vrindavan e to sekhane
মা দশদা একটি কন্যা সন্তানটি জন্ম দিয়ে।
So now all this is going on by the arrangement of Yoga Maya.
এই সব যা কিছু ঘটনা ঘটছে এগুলো যোগমায়ার প্রভাবে হচ্ছে, মহামায়া নাই, যোগমায়া ভগবানের লীলা হচ্ছে।
So Maya means that which covers.
তো মায়া মানে কি? মায়া মানে হচ্ছে যা আবৃত করে রাখে।
So in the spiritual world, Yoga Maya covers the devotees and they don't know that Krishna is God.
তো আধ্যাত্মিক জগতে যোগমায়া কাজ করছে, আপনারা আগে থেকে শুনেছি জড়জগতে মহামায়া, আধ্যাত্মিক জগতে কি মায়া? যোগমায়া। এই যোগমায়ার কাজ কি কাজ? আবৃত করে রাখা। তো সেখানে সব ভক্তদেরকে আবৃত করে রাখছে বুদ্ধিকে, তারা বুঝতে পারবে না এ ভগবান বলে।
And at the same time as Mahamaya, she covers the living entity that he thinks there is no God, that he is the body, he is the enjoyer, all that.
The sei jagamaya ei bhautikrata mahamaya rupe kaaj kore bhagavat bahirmukha jeev taderke bhuliye rekheche bhagwan ke tarao janche na tara mone korche ami ei deho ami bhokta bhagwan sambandhe bodha jibero kono gyan nei.
So she works in both ways.
Tela maya দুই প্রকার কাজ করছে, হিন্দু জগতে আর এই ভৌতিক জগতে।
So this same Maya has taken birth as Mother Jashoda's daughter.
তো সেই মায়া মায়া দেবী মা যশোদার কন্যা রূপে আবির্ভূত হয়েছে।
So and she was so tired, she didn't know whether it was a boy or a girl.
তো মা যশোদা এই কন্যাকে জন্মদান করার পরে অত ক্লান্ত হয়ে গেছেন, তো তিনি নিদ্রা চলে গেছেন, তিনি বুঝতে পারছেন না, বুঝতে পারেননি যে এটা ছেলে হয়েছে না মেয়ে হয়েছে।
So then he came and he switched the children and went back to Mathura.
তো নন্দলালে সবাই সুপ্ত অবস্থায় আছেন, তিনি বসুদেব গিয়ে এরকম তার পুত্রকে সেখানে রেখে সে কন্যাকে নিয়ে আবার মথুরায় ফিরে এসেছেন।
Then when he went back in and in his place, he put the baby girl with Devaki.
তারপরে সে কংস কারাগারে প্রবেশ করে দেবগিরির কাছে সেই কন্যাকে স্থাপন করেছে।
And then the doors closed, then the shackles, everything, and then the baby started crying.
তারপরে ভগবান ইচ্ছা দরজা বন্ধ হয়ে গেছে, প্রহরীরা তারপরে শৃঙ্খল ছিল বন্ধন হয়ে গেছে, তারপরে সে শিশু কন্যা ক্রন্দন করতে শুরু করেছে।
So then the guards, then just like the watchdogs, they hear anything that's new that they don't know, they start barking.
যেরকম বাড়ির কুকুর থাকে কিছু নতুন আওয়াজ পেলেই সে ভুকে না আওয়াজ করে কিছু ভুক করে, ঠিক সেরকম এই প্রহরীরা একটা নতুন আওয়াজ পেল, এই কন্যা চিৎকার করছে, তখন সঙ্গে সঙ্গে তারা জেগে উঠেছে।
Right, no one's told them that they have to bark, but they bark anyway.
তো তাদের কেউ বলে না কি ভাবো করতে,
right, anyone ever tells the dogs they have to bark at everything that moves?
তো কেউ বলে কুকুর গিয়ে
They just do it.
Yes.
So like that, no one's told the guards anything, but as soon as they hear the baby, then immediately they start, oh, hey, this, that. So they went and told Kamsa. And Kamsa then immediately came, this is the eighth child, this is the one that will kill him. It was interesting, but by Narad Muni's grace, after he had told him that any child may kill you, that from that moment, Kamsa became fully Krishna conscious.
যেদিন থেকে নারদ মুনি কাছ থেকে শুনেছে যে এই দেবকের যে কোনো সন্তান বা মৃত্যুর কারণ হয়, সেই দিন থেকে কংস খুব কৃষ্ণ চেতনাময় হয়ে গেছে, মানে সব সময় শুধু কৃষ্ণ চিন্তা করছে।
Whatever he was doing, he would see Krishna.
সব জায়গায় সর্বত্র শুধু কৃষ্ণকে দর্শন করছে।
But unfortunately, Rupa Goswami recommends that thinking should be favorable.
রূপ গোস্বামী বলছেন যে সবসময় কৃষ্ণ কথা চিন্তা করলে কি হবে, তাকে ভক্ত বলা হবে না, কেন না সে অনুকূল ভাবে কৃষ্ণ কথা চিন্তা করছে না, কৃষ্ণ ভক্তরা অনুকূল ভাবে সবসময় কৃষ্ণ কথা চিন্তা করে।
So you have to think favorably of Krishna, that is devotee.
তো ভক্ত মানে অনুকূল রূপে কৃষ্ণ চিন্তা করবে।
But because it was not favorable, therefore Kamsa, even though he was fully Krishna conscious, is still a demon.
কিন্তু এই কংসের ক্ষেত্রে যদিও সবসময় কৃষ্ণ চিন্তা করছে, কৃষ্ণ চেতনায় আছে, যেহেতু কৃষ্ণের প্রতিকূল ভাব তার মনের মধ্যে আছে, তাই তাকে অসুর বলে বলা হয়েছে।
So then Kamsa came immediately. He thought, the sun, the eighth sun now is here. I will go and kill him before he kills me.
So Kamsa sungha se tatpar hoyeche ebong devaki ashtam parbe santan ekhane ache to amake marbar age ami ekkhuni take giye mere felbo.
So he went into the jail. He immediately went over to Devaki and snatched the child from her.
To se kaindi khana giye devakir kolthe kole chilo se santan konna তার কন্যা থেকে তার জবরদস্ত কেড়ে নিয়ে গেছে।
Devaki was trying to say, what's your problem? It's a girl, not a boy.
Devaki was saying, তুমি কি তোমার কোনো সমস্যা নাই, এটা তার পুত্র নয়, তোমার আমার অষ্টম বর পুত্র তোমার মৃত্যুর কারণ ছিল, কিন্তু তার কন্যা তুমি কি কারণ ভয় পাচ্ছ, তুমি কেন নিয়ে এসে মারতে?
But there was no chance to speak anything. He was so emotional.
কিন্তু কংস মানে অত মানে এরকম অবস্থা ছিল ভাবপ্রবণতার স্তরে
So he picked up the girl and threw her down on the stone. But as soon as he tried to touch, he would pick her up to throw, then she just left his hand. Because the Yoga Maya cannot be touched by the demons. So immediately she just flew up into space and took her I think 10-armed form as Durga.
Mahamaya.
Mahamaya.
Yeah.
And she told him that, you know, you nonsense, you're making all this trouble. You know, you think you can kill me. Like this. So then Kamsa saw this and then he was very bewildered. You know, he thought the voice came in the sky and said the eighth son would kill, but the eighth child was not a son. Then that child then goes into the air, says all these things and then leaves. So he was, and Narad Muni said so many things, but it's all different. So then he felt very bad and he offered his obeisances to Devaki and Vasudev. And said, you please forgive me for all these things. So then Kamsa himself, then he starts speaking some philosophy. Yes. You know, it means the material world is full of problems, all these things. And then he let Vasudev open the jail, let them go. So now they left, and then Durga when Mahamaya manifests, she said that who was going to kill her had already been healed, him had been born somewhere else.
So Mahamaya তাকে বলেছেন তোমাকে যে বধ করবে সে অন্যত্র আবির্ভূত জন্ম হয়ে গেছে।
So then Kamsa, after letting them go, he went back, collected all his ministers. Now a king is known by his ministers. Huh, means good ministers means good king.
So, bhalo mantri mane bhalo raja.
Huh, so here this raja had very nice mantris.
So ei rajar khub bhalo mantri chilo.
He had Putana, he had Aristasura, and who is the big snake? Agasura. All these nice demons. Yes, so these are all his ministers. So naturally he will get good counsel from them. So he told them what had happened. So they decided, well, if they've taken birth now, then any child born within the last 10 days, we should kill them all. Good counsel. Right. So then Putana was chosen for the job. So then she went from place to place killing all the children. So at this time then in Vrindavan, then the morning came and then Nanda Baba came to see the child. And then he was very happy, it was a son. He thought it would be a daughter. He was saying, I'm old. Generally when you're old, you have daughters. So then he saw, and then he immediately arranged big festival, Nandotsava. Giving in charity cows and gold and ornaments and feeding people and music and dancing. Very nice festival. Yeah, very big festival. Then, after that, they finished all the festivities. Then it was time for the residents of Vrindavan to pay their tax, yearly tax, to the kings of Mathura. So then Nanda Baba and the cowherd men, they took their bullock carts and their grains and ghee and all this and went to Mathura.
So Nanda Maharaj, tar goru gadi kore, so ghee aar bibhinno prakar upodhokon niye Mathura gechen rajar kache.
Then after they gave their tax, then Nanda Baba went to see Vasudev.
So tader tax kor dewar pore raja ke Nanda Maharaj Vasudev ke dekhte geche.
And he went to explain about his new child and to see Vasudev's child, all these things. And they talked so many things. And he's talking about, you know, Balaram and all these things. Like this, they're talking nice, they haven't seen each other for some time. And so after some time of speaking nicely like this, then Vasudev said, you should hurry and go back to Vrindavan, because things, the atmosphere is not good these days.
So Vasudev Krishna aalap alochona kore bolchen tumi oti shokto Vrindavan chole jao, ar Vasudev to buchhte parche ei utpat shuru hoye jabe, to obostha ekdom bhalo nai, tumi tarater Vrindavan chole jao.
Kamsa is sitting on the throne, he's put his father Ugrasena in the jail.
To Kamsa se nijei Ugrasena tar baba ke gadichito kore, se nijei singhasane raj singhasane bosheche.
And like this, he knows what his mantras are, so there cannot be anything good happening. So immediately when Nanda Baba came back to Vrindavan, he was surprised to find this huge 12 mile demoness just laying on the road.
Nanda Maharaj boshoto khobor peku tarahatali kore Brindavan aschen eshe dekhchen ekta 12 mile lomba ei putanat asuri ha sekhane pori ache bare pori ache.
So he came and asked
why.
Yeah, 18 kilometers. That is so big. Like that.
Some people, they don't believe Maharaj. They say, how is it possible?
You tell an ant how big we are.
Maharaj says, I'm not going to be able to do it.
What is the problem? See, this is why the first nine cantos are there.
সেই জন্যই প্রথমে নয়টা স্কন্ধ বর্ণনা করা হয়েছে এইসব জিনিস আমরা বিশ্বাস করব না এই যে প্রথম নয়টা স্কন্ধে ভগবানের চমৎকারিতার কথা বর্ণনা করা হয়েছে.
Means if we read the 10th canto and we say, how is that possible? Then we should be still reading the first nine cantos. When we understand Krishna is God, he can do whatever he likes. He is independent. Therefore, the point, when we understand Krishna's birth and activities are transcendental, we become transcendental. And the asuras, they think Krishna's birth and activities are material, so they again take birth in the material world.
যারা বুঝতে পারে না, যারা মনে করে কৃষ্ণের কার্যকলাপ আমাদের কার্যকলাপ তার জন্ম কার্যকলাপ হচ্ছে ভৌতিক, তাই তাদেরকে বারম্বার জন্ম গ্রহণ করতে হয় অসুবিধাকে.
So this is our choice.
এটা আমাদের চয়েস, আমাদের পছন্দের উপর নির্ভর করে.
Do we follow the path of the divine path or the demoniac path?
তো আমরা দিব্য পথ অনুসরণ করতে চাই না আসুরিক পথ অনুসরণ করতে চাই?
The choice is ours. But you should make the choice in the first nine cantos.
Right.
If you want to follow the divine path, then you read the 10th canto. And if you decide I will take the asuric path, then don't read the 10th canto.
যদি এই নবম স্কন্ধ পাঠ করেও আমার পূর্ণ বিশ্বাস হচ্ছে না, মনে হচ্ছে আমি আসুরিক পথ নেব, তাহলে দশম স্কন্ধে প্রবেশ করো না.
So now also the choice, do we continue speaking or should we have Maharaj go back and do the... We'll do after. So then, Nanda Baba heard how his everybody, you know, it was that this demoness came looking very beautiful, very beautiful.
Nanda Maharaj dekhchen erokom eta birat asuri more pore ache. নন্দ মহারাজ ফিরে আসছেন, সব সমস্ত ব্রজবাসীরা গিয়ে নন্দ মহারাজ বলছেন যে কি ব্যাপারটা হলো না, এটা খুব সুন্দর এই অসুরী খুব সুন্দর নারী রূপ ধারণ করে নন্দালয়ে এসেছিল.
হ্যাঁ, and she was so beautiful that when she came into the assembly of the women and picked up Krishna, no one said anything.
তো সে অত সুন্দরী ছিল যখন নন্দালয়ে এসে এসে কৃষ্ণকে ধরবার জন্য চাইছে, তখন সৌন্দর্য সবাই মুগ্ধ হয়ে গেছে.
Such a beautiful lady, she must be very pious. So then she picked him up and wanted to feed him, which is natural. All pious ladies like to feed children.
Huh.
But no one realized that on her breast she had smeared a very powerful poison. So then Krishna, he took the poison, he took the milk, and he took her life there. And in this way then she died. And she took the original form. So it's interesting because she attained in the spiritual world as one of Krishna's mothers. So one may ask, how is this possible? So previously, in her previous life, she had been the daughter of Bali Maharaj. So when Bali Maharaj was performing his big sacrifice, then Vamana Dev came to the sacrifice. And he was so beautiful and so cute. He was so small. So when she saw him, she thought, oh, such a beautiful child. She was thinking, I would like to have such a child as my own.
So she was the daughter of Bali.
Yeah. She can hold him, she can feed him. So like this she was thinking, and she had great maternal affection for
Vamanadeva.
But then later in the pastime, when Vamanadeva cheated Bali and took everything and bound him up and was treating him very badly, she became upset and thought, I will poison this child. So like this, she took birth as Putana, where she could act like a mother and give him poison all at one time. So now being killed by Krishna, she was purified, so her original bhav came out. So then, like this, Krishna killed many, many demons.
So you have a Krishna bohu bohu asurike bhaktare.
What time?
11.
1 hour. 1 hour. So then, like this, he killed the Trinavarta, the wind demon. He killed the Shatakasura, who was hiding under the cart. And Krishna just touched the cart with his feet. Children lay on their back and they kicked their legs. So people thought, what's going on here, all these demons? They think all these children, there'll be so many children we have, they'll all be disturbed by all these demons. So then Nanda Baba called his brothers, other brothers. Then they all discussed what to do about this. I think the Upananda, he suggested that they go to another place because they were in Gokul. They go to Vrindavan. He said, nice hill there, Govardhan Hill, nice grasses for the cows, nice forests. So then they all put all their belongings on the bullock carts and then keeping all the cows in the front. Then they all left for Vrindavan. Then they set up in Vrindavan, and then Krishna started all his pastimes there. He used to go and steal butter in the houses. And then the ladies would come and complain to Mother Jashoda, your child is stealing butter. So Mother Jashoda thought, well, I have so much butter. Why he is going there? Must be their butter is better. So then she picked 8 of her best cows. And then fed them special herbs. All different kinds of medicinal things that would give very nice smell and scent to the butter. And then she would make butter from that. But still he would steal butter. Right? The butter at house may taste good, but stealing the butter is more fun. So then one day he was stealing butter at I think Upananda's house. And then Upananda's wife, then she saw Krishna and she came and she caught him. Then she was taking him by the hand to Nanda Baba's house. And said, this time I'll get you. So then, when she came into the house, she saw Nanda Baba. So being little, little shy, because she was going to talk with Mother Jashoda, not with Nanda Baba. So she took the corner of her sari and covered Krishna's head with it, and then walked to Mother Jashoda. So Nanda Baba thought, what's going on here? Looks something interesting. So then when she's bringing in, the Upananda's wife is bringing Krishna to Mother Jashoda, she's already telling Jashoda Mai, see, I caught your son here. So then she said, then Mother Jashoda was looking at the boy, couldn't see the head but the cloth, and she's thinking, this isn't my kid.
So Mother Jashoda said,
সে তার মুখটা দেখতে পাচ্ছে না, শরীরটা দেখছে, ইয়ে তো আমার ছেলে না, কাকে ধরে নিয়ে আসছে আমার
কাছে? So then Upananda's wife pulls the cloth off of his head, and sure enough, there was standing her own child. So then she felt very embarrassed. And, you know, excused herself and left. Right? And so then Nanda Baba is kind of, you know, quietly laughing at all this, and all the ladies of the house, they're all giggling. And then when they left the house and on the road again where no one can see, then Krishna, I mean, she's holding the son, hand of her, what she thinks now is her son, he turns back into Krishna. And then Krishna tells her, he says, you do that again, next time I will take the form of your husband, you watch. You know, very embarrassing. So then she decided, she got very afraid at this. And like this, the news went around Vrindavan, so no one would catch Krishna. So he and his friends were just stealing butter and having a good
time.
So like this, then he grew up. So then he was big enough, they started giving the cows. Cats. So Krishna would take the calves with his friends, they would take the calves from their fathers. And the older cowherd men, they would take the big cows. So they used to go to the forest and they would yell and scream and run and play. They would find a well, they would go inside and then say something in the well. Then the sound would come back. Then they would say so many things about the sound. Hey, who's this? Like this, they would have some fun. So one day this was going on. And then they were walking down the path. And they see this huge snake on the path. Yeah, it means his mouth was open. And the top of his nose was touching the clouds. And his tongue was out like a big road. And there was this very strong, bad-smelling wind was coming. So then all the cowherd boys were thinking, well, what is this? Somewhere they're all different. Some it's a mountain, some this, that. Then finally someone said, no, it's just a big snake. And then they all saw a big snake, but then they thought, even if it's a big, it looks like it's opening its mouth to eat us all. So then they thought, well, no problem. Even if it tries to eat us, Krishna's here. What will happen? So all the cows, calves, cowherd boy, everybody went inside.
Yeah.
And Krishna is sitting watching all this. Right? So he is thinking, this Yoga Maya is very amazing. Yeah, he was thinking, how is it that they're just walking right into the mouth of the snake? So Krishna thought, okay, they're going, I will also go. So he walked in and the snake thought, oh, very good, now, and everyone is inside, and he closed his mouth.
So Krishna dhukata bitare o ta asur chilo tase sap ki korche tar mukh ta bondho kore
diyeche. So then once inside, then Krishna started to grow.
So jokhon se sap to mone kache jara sob khetlo mare mara mara jabe to Krishna jokhon se sap mukh bondho kore diyeche Krishna aste ta sharir ta ke briddhi korte shuru koreche phula mota mota
he got bigger and bigger until the snake couldn't breathe anymore.
So Krishna ke tar golar dhuke geche
And then, like this, then the snake, you know, I think out of the top of his head, then he died. Yeah. Yeah. Well, means then his mouth opened, they all came out. So like this, then they were all after this. Then it's time for lunch. And then Lord Brahma, he came by to see what is going on.
So Brahma dekhte hai ki byapar ki hote
hai. And when he came, he saw that they're all, Krishna is here with all these cowherd boys. They're eating, laughing, eating off of each other's plate, feeding each other like this.
So Brahma dekhte ek gopobalakder sange Krishna chetamechi korche, khela khela korche, ei tar patate khache, ei patate khache, erokom anondo kore khache.
Right, so Brahma thought, God, okay, maybe they're laughing and joking. Fine, I do that also.
So Brahma mana korche thik ache ora jo hasa hasi korche parihas korche amio to kori seta nei thik hobe.
But then when he saw that Krishna was eating off of other boys' plates, and he thought, this can't be God.
So jokhon se dekhte Brahma je Krishna onno balokder pata theke tara rektu khacche to ye to bhagwan hote pare na ei bhagwan ki kore hobe.
So then he thought, I will make some trick here. Means everybody says so many things about this Krishna, but this, he cannot be God. So then, when the coward boys and all that wandered off, he was just sitting, Krishna resting. He stole them all and put them in a cave. And the boys and calves, and that they all, and put them to sleep.
So Brahma ki kore chay na samasta gopavastha ebong je gopal der ke niye gopal der niye chori kore eta gumphar bhitore lukiye rakhe.
So then Krishna after a while got up and went wandering around, saw nobody's there.
So Krishna bishom dekhchare kothay amar sob basur kothay gelo gopal der kothay gelo aste de tar diye takacche.
So then, contemplating what had happened, he understood that Brahma has done all this. So then, he thought, oh, okay, Brahma is trying to make some trick, I will also make some trick. So Krishna expanded, it was all the cows and cowherd boys.
So Krishna nijake bistrito kore tar nije thake, je somosto gopobalok chilo, thik sei rokom gopobalok, ar sei rokom bachur srishti koreche.
And like this, they went back to Vrindavan. And like this, 1 year passed. And it was interesting because how much love everybody had for Krishna, they were having for their own children.
So, এখানে একটা রহস্যজনক ঘটনা ঘটে গেছে কি না সমস্ত ব্রজবাসীরা
Because normally the residents of Vrindavan like Krishna more than their own children. And the cows were the same with their calves. Normally they like Krishna more than their own calves.
So gabhi dara sei obostha to gabhi ra nijeder bachur der joto na bhalobasto na Krishna ke tader aro beshi
bhalobasto. So go on and on, right? So then, like this, after watching this for some time, after about a year, then Balaram thought something is going on. So we must understand that Balaram is expanded from Krishna. So he's non-different from Krishna. But at the same time, since Krishna is the original, his Maya, even Balaram cannot understand.
Right?
He knows something's going on, but exactly he cannot
say.
So Balaram went to Krishna and said, hey, what's happening? So then Krishna explained everything. So then they were all in the forest. All the cows and cowherd boys and Krishna. So Krishna, Lord Brahma came back after a moment of his time.
So Brahma, he Gopabalak or Bostaka Churika, Brahma took egg murkamata of his Vrindavan.
And so that was, for him, one moment is 1 year for us. So then he came back and he saw, again, Krishna and all these cowherd boys are all sitting, laughing, joking, eating off others' plates and doing everything like they were before.
So Brahma Phiryas dekhche, jese je rokom age Krishna tar gopobalokderke niye khela khela korto, khawa dawa korto, thik sei rokom tar ananda phurti korche boshe.
And then he became bewildered. Did they get out of the cave? So he went and looked. No, they were still there
asleep.
So then he was bewildered. He was standing there looking. And while he was in this bewildered state, then Krishna, all the different forms of the cowherd boys and calves, all started manifesting forearm forms of Narayan.
Then Brahma asked him, "Dekhte ki bapar? Ye gupha bhi tera se ekhane khela korche. Tum sam samast gopobala gabhi jara ei bachhi chilo. Hawai chaturbhuj roop dharan kore Brahma ke darshan dilo."
Like this, then Brahma understood that here is the Supreme Lord and I shouldn't play with him. So then he came, offered his obeisances and prayers and everything. And then brought all the cowherd boys back. Then after Brahma left, all the cowherd boys thought, who is this guy with four heads? Like this. They always thought it was funny, because many times when they come back with the cows, the demigods come down and offer prayers and all that, and they all just say, who are these people? Yeah, they dress funny, they're so big. But whatever, it didn't matter to them. Means Krishna is their friend. What else do they need? So like this, then they went back to Vrindavan, and then the cowherd boys told their parents about the Agasura demon. But this is 1 year later. So this is, yeah. Like this, pastimes go on. Then Krishna, he got a little bit bigger. Then one day they were doing, it was the time of the year before the harvest. Then Nanda Baba and all the cowherd men, they started to arrange for a big puja.
So, ek bar Krishna dekhte Nanda Maharaj samasta brajbasira বিরাট একটা পূজা হবে, খুব আয়োজন করছে।
And then Krishna asked, what is all this?
তো কৃষ্ণ নন্দবাবু জিজ্ঞাসা করছে, কি ব্যাপার পিতা, কি জন্য তৎপরতা, সবাই কি ব্যবস্থা করা হচ্ছে, আয়োজন করা হচ্ছে?
So his father mentioned, because Indra gives us rain, so we worship him.
তো নন্দবাবু বলছেন, দেখো ইন্দ্র বৃষ্টি দিচ্ছেন, তার বৃষ্টি থেকে আমরা জীবন ধারণ করছি, তাই আমরা ইন্দ্রকে পূজা করি।
And so Krishna said, well, why worship him? He has to give you anyway. You're doing your work, he has to do his, so why worship him? He's just the instrument. Then, so he said, you worship this Govardhan hill. It's providing all the water and all the grass, everything for the cows. Everything you have depends on the cows. So then Nanda Baba and the coward men started to worship Govardhan hill. So then all the demigods saw there was this nice puja going on. They all wanted to come to this yagya. But they Indra thought, no, I'm not going, because it's supposed to be for me. But they are not worshipping me, so I'm not going. So all the other demigods, they came instead. So after a nice big yagya and all that, and then Indra's sitting and he's getting more and more upset. So then after a few days he thought, I will teach this boy.
তো ইন্দ্র গোবর্ধন পূজা হয়ে গেছে, তো ইন্দ্র মনে করছে এই বেটাকে শিক্ষা দিতে হবে একটা।
Especially the demigods came back, said, oh, such a nice yagya.
আর যখন দেবতারা এই সব গোবর্ধন পূজা দেখে ফিরে গেছে স্বর্গে, আর ইন্দ্র বলছে, আর খুব ভালো যজ্ঞ হয়েছে, ভালো পূজা হয়েছে, ইন্দ্র তাতে আরো রেগে আরো ফুলে গেছে, হ্যাঁ এরকম পূজা গেছে, আমার পূজা না দিয়ে ঠিক আছে, একে একটা শিক্ষা দেবো।
So then he started raining there.
তখন কি করছে, প্রচন্ড বৃষ্টি রাজে শুরু করে দিয়েছে।
So much rain.
অত বৃষ্টি হয়েছে সেখানে।
That the whole place was filling up with water.
তো সারা ব্রহ্মাণ্ডটা একদম জলে প্লাবিত হয়ে গেছে।
And like this, then the cows were becoming very disturbed.
তখন তো বৃষ্টি হয়েছে জলে, গাভীরা ঠান্ডা লাগছে খুব, মানে বিভ্রান্ত হচ্ছে, কি হবে এগুলো।
So they all came to Krishna with tears in their eyes.
তো সবাই একদম কানতে কানতে আর কৃষ্ণের কাছে আসে গিয়ে পৌঁছে গেছে।
So then Krishna thought, okay, now I must do
something.
For Indra's little thing, who cares? But because the cows were upset, therefore, he thought he should do
something.
So then he lifted Govardhan hill for 7 days on his little finger of his left hand.
তখন কৃষ্ণ কি করছেন, না গোবর্ধন পর্বতকে 7 দিন ধরে তার ছোট অঙ্গুলি দিয়ে তোলে ধারণ করে রেখেছেন।
During those 7 days, no one felt thirsty, hungry, tired, anything.
7 দিন ধরে কেউ তৃষ্ণা, খিদে, ক্লান্তি, কাল মনের মধ্যে কিছুই নেই।
Everyone just stood looking at Krishna.
সবাই সেই কৃষ্ণের শ্রীমুখের মাধুরিমা আস্বাদন করছে, তার মুখ দর্শন করছে।
Like this, so they were very happy.
তারা খুব সন্তুষ্ট, খুব আনন্দ করছে কৃষ্ণের শ্রীমুখ দর্শন করে।
So then Indra sent his men to go see what is going on.
তো ইন্দ্র এগুলো প্রচন্ড বৃষ্টি বদ্র বাদ করে সে ভাবছে তার ব্রত নষ্ট হয়ে গেছে, বলছে যাও দেখে আসো ব্রত মাসের কিরকম দুঃখ কষ্ট পাচ্ছে।
And then when they came back and said, no, no problem, they're all standing under Govardhan hill, they're not hungry, not thirsty, it's been going on so nicely for 7 days, then he thought something is going on.
তো দূতরা ইন্দ্রর দূতরা দেখে গেছে,
So then he thought, something's wrong here. So then he himself personally went down to see. Right? Then he understood that here is Krishna. So then he didn't know what to do. He was just sitting outside Vrindavan, didn't know what to say. So then Surabhi, she was going to see Krishna. She wanted to thank Krishna for saving all the cows. So then Indra thought, well, maybe I can go with her. So then the two of them went before Krishna. So then they got there and Krishna was speaking with Surabhi. Didn't even look at Indra. Like this. And then somehow or another, then I think it was pointed out, Indra was there and he came and offered his obeisances. Then, with the arrangement of Surabhi, she gave some milk and he bathed Krishna. And that became what is now known as Govinda Kund. So after that, Krishna was known as Govinda, the one who takes care and protects the cows. Like this, then, in this way, Krishna finished his childhood pastimes. And then as he was a little bit older, then one day he was standing, he was playing, started playing the flute at Vamsivat. And then playing his flute, then because he had reached maturity, he was looking very, very beautiful. So all the cowherd girls, they were feeling very attracted. Means the young gopis.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you call it, because they're generally called the older gopis and the younger. Means the older gopis means they have a vatsalya rasa with Krishna. So then they all went to leave their houses. So many of them were able to leave and go to where Krishna was. But some of them could not leave. They got stopped by their husbands. Means Yoga Maya did not let them go. So why they didn't get to go? Because they still had some attachment for their homes, children, and all these things. Means only those that have no material attachments, only they can serve Krishna. So then, in this feeling of separation, these gopis that were kept back by their husbands, and in this feeling of separation, that burnt up all their pious and impious material activities. So like this, in other words, no material punya or no material pap can get us Krishna.
Hmm.
পুণ্য করলেও কৃষ্ণকে পাবে না, পাপ করলে পাবে না, পুণ্য করলেও কৃষ্ণকে পাবে না।
Only bhakti we can get.
একমাত্র শুদ্ধ ভক্তির দ্বারাই কৃষ্ণকে প্রাপ্ত হবে।
So then in this purified condition, then the next time that there was rasa dance, the Yogamaya arranged that they could go. So these gopis went to where Krishna was playing the flute. Yes. So then it's late at night. Right? So when they all came, then Krishna says, why all you nice girls are here? He said, you're all nice girls. There's so many dangerous things in the forest. It's not good for you to be
here.
It must be some work. We know you're chaste, very chaste girls. Maybe there's some household duties you're doing. Or maybe because the night you're not able to sleep, so you're just out on a walk just to pass the time. Like this, he was joking with the gopis. So they're getting very disturbed. They say, we've given up everything to come to you and you're making all these jokes. So then after this, then Krishna started his rasa dance. But now, once the dancing started, then the gopis became a little bit proud. Means in the universe, who gets to dance with God? So, during this moment of pride, Krishna left. Because Krishna doesn't like pride in his devotees. Means the devotee is of course qualified and has so many good qualities. But they should not become proud. Right? Just like Krishna, you understand his birth is transcendental, his activities are transcendental, then being like Krishna, you can be with Krishna. So in the same way, Krishna does so many wonderful things, but he's not proud of it. So therefore, if you want to be a close associate of Krishna, you also cannot be proud. So therefore, Krishna left to teach them a lesson. So like this then, the gopis were feeling great separation, and they were wandering around looking for Krishna. They started to imitate the different pastimes of Krishna. One would take the mood of Krishna, the other of one of the demons, or the cowherd boys, or whatever, all the different pastimes that Krishna would perform. Like this, they would wander doing these leelas, asking the trees if they've seen Krishna or the creepers if they've seen Krishna.
Krishna
তাহলে অপারা উত্তর দিচ্ছে না, এরা উত্তর দিচ্ছে বৃক্ষদের কাছে আছে, তোমরা কি আমাদের কৃষ্ণকে দেখেছ? জিজ্ঞাসা করছে জঙ্গলের মধ্যে ঘুরে ঘুরে।
So then finally in their wanderings they came across Srimati Radharani. Because they could see that Krishna had gone off with his gopi. But then they came and they saw there was only this gopi and no Krishna.
তারপরে এরকম পর্যন্ত দেখতে দেখতে গিয়ে গিয়ে একটু জায়গায় দেখছে সে গোপী সেখানে আছে আর সেখানে কৃষ্ণ নেই।
So like this, then they all sat down together and they were lamenting and crying out Krishna's name, chanting Hare Krishna.
So tara sabai Krishna ke hariye aur Krishna virahe tara sabai sang basay jannar kire tere Krishna naam karche Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
Like this. So then Krishna was very pleased with that, with their mood, and he came back again.
তাই কৃষ্ণ দেখছে যে বিরহে একেবারে অস্থির এরা, তখন আবার কৃষ্ণ তার সেই সুন্দর রূপ তাদের সামনে প্রকাশ করেছে।
And then the balance of the Rasalila pastime took place.
আর বাকি রাসলীলার যে বাকি ছিল আবার সেই লীলা আবার সম্পূর্ণ করেছে।
So like this, then Krishna finished his childhood pastimes.
এইভাবে ভগবান কৃষ্ণ তার কৈশোর লীলা
So at this time then Kamsa, he is thought so many demons have gone, this, that, nobody is able to kill him. So he thought, let us bring Krishna here. So then he sent Akrura. Akrura was chosen. Because they thought if I send one of my demon ministers, he'll just kill them. But if we send Akrura, who's his devotee, then he'll come. So then Nanda Baba and everybody, they were invited for this big yagya in Mathura. Sura Krura, he came to Vrindavan. When he became very happy seeing the footprints of Krishna. He was rolling on the ground, on the dust of Vrindavan. The acharyas recommend that this is the best way to come to Vrindavan. One should offer one's obeisances, take the dust of the Dham on one's head. Like this, like that. Then, so then Akrura came, gave the news, and so then the cowherd men made arrangements to go. And then Krishna and Balaram were ready to leave in the chariot. But the residents were very reluctant to let him go. The gopis were holding on to the horses, holding on to the reins. Some were laying down in the road. Like this. So then Krishna had to speak very nicely and tell them, he's just going for a little work, he'll be back in 2-3 days. So in this way Krishna pacified them and he went from Vrindavan. Then on the way they stopped someplace to, you know, take bath in the Jamuna.
তো যমুনা একটু স্নান টান করবে, একটু বিশ্রাম করবে, সেখানে অপুর রথ স্থাপন করেছে।
So Krishna Balaram, they took their bath.
কৃষ্ণ বলরাম প্রথমে স্নান করেছেন।
And then Akrura, after seeing their arrangements were nice and they were resting in the chariot, he went to take his bath. And then while he was chanting his Gayatri mantra, he noticed that there was Mahavishnu was there with Seshnag and all this was happening. All right, and all All the demigods were there. Then he could see, understand that this was Krishna and Balaram. So he turned to look, and they were, if Krishna and Balaram were here in the water and not in the chariot, but they were still in the chariot. So like this he became bewildered. So he finished his Gayatri, finished his bath, went back to the chariot. And then they continued to Mathura. There in Mathura then, when they came to Mathura, then there was Krishna and Balaram were walking through the streets. So everyone is very pleased to see them. The men were in the streets, the women were up in the balconies. Like this, everyone was very pleased. So on the way, because Krishna and Balaram were living in the, you know, forest, dressing simply. They saw one washerman going by with some fancy clothes. So they asked him, what is all this clothes, what's for? So then the Dobi, he's, you know, very roughly said, these are for the king. Why you're asking these questions? Who are you? So then Krishna didn't appreciate his mood. So he just took his hand and knocked his head off. So then Krishna and Balaram, they took all the nice clothes, put them on, dressed themselves up like kings. Then they went and Kamsa had arranged that this very huge war elephant.
Kuvala.
He was there on the road. So then the elephant, when they saw them, the mahout started to make the elephant angry. So the elephant tried to come and grab them and step on them. Because that's what war elephants do. They spin around and they step on everything in, that they can find. That's the training for the war elephants. So like this, as he's spinning, then Krishna and Balaram, they catch his tail and spin him around like this and kill him. And then they went and they took the huge tusks. And they each took one tusk. So like this they went into the arena of the yajna. So Kamsa was figuring they would already be killed before this. So he was not very happy to, was not very pleased to find that here Krishna and Balaram walk into the yajna carrying the tusks of this
elephant.
So when he walked into the assembly, then so many different kinds of people there. Everyone from Mathura was there. Some the Yadus, they were thinking, here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The yogis were thinking, here is Paramatma. The girls thought, oh, such a beautiful boy. The wrestlers, they all thought, well, he's just some kids, some weak kids. And Kamsa, he was seeing death personified. Like this. So then they came and it was arranged a wrestling match. So two wrestlers were chosen, Chanura and Mustika. Very big, big wrestlers. They were very big wrestlers. So now in the Indian wrestling, it doesn't just mean that you grab each other, you can kick, you can punch. Means all three are mixed together, wrestling, kicking and punching. So it's what, like now you have the Oriental martial arts, they do all these things but without the wrestling. So the Indian art was even more difficult. So then some people were thinking, this is not very fair, you have these very gentle boys, small boys, and these big, big wrestlers. They thought, this is not fair. But as the wrestling went on, then we saw that Krishna and Balaram, they killed both these wrestlers. I think Krishna kicked one in the head and Balaram hit the other one. Like this. And then people were surprised. But of course now Kamsa was getting very worried. So then Krishna turned his attention to Kamsa. And he walked up into the stands where the king was sitting and grabbed him by his hair and dragged him down to the stage. And then brought him to the stage and sitting on his chest, he just punched him and killed him. So then, after that, then I think also some of his army came, so many things, it was big. And then after, Krishna had to pacify all of Kamsa's wives and like this. Like this. And Krishna then became the, he and Balaram then were the lords of Mathura. They took what's his name? Ugrasena out of the jail established him as the emperor. You know, so they were, he was over all the different groups of the Yadus. Ugrasena. Because so many families are there. The Vrishnis, the Bojakas, all these different. So many. Yeah, like this. There's 8-10 different groups. Like that. So then after, you know, they were living very peacefully. So then, Jarasandha, who happened to be a friend of Kamsa, then heard about that he was killed by these two boys. So he thought, this is not proper. So he came with his army. One Aukshahini. And then they, outside Mathura, they started fighting. Like this, he was defeated by Krishna and Balaram. So this happened 17 times. There was 18. Then, on the 18th time, then he, how do you say? There was this Kali Yavana. One Yavana king also decided to attack at the same time.
So, ashtadash bar Kala Yavana chilo. Kala Yavana se akraman korte chesta koreche.
So Krishna didn't want to fight with him.
So Krishna oi Kala Yavana sange juddho korte chay na.
So he left the battlefield.
So tini juddho khetro porityag korechen.
And he thus got the name Ranchor.
Seidhane tar naam ache Ranchor. Ranchor mane Ram mane juddho.
Okay. Next time I don't say
anything.
So then he ran off to this mountain cave.
Krishna. Krishna, ye pahare gupha bitare chale gaye.
And this Kala Yavana was chasing him. So in this cave was Muchukunda. So Muchukunda was a king from a previous, from the Treta Yuga. So he, this Muchukunda was a very great king and he fought for the demigods. And after defeating all of the demons, the demigods, being very pleased with Muchukunda, ask him, you ask for a boon or a blessing. So Muchukunda was so tired from fighting. He said, I just want to sleep how long I want to sleep and no one should disturb me. And if anyone wakes me up and I'm not ready to wake up, then just by looking at them, they will burn to ashes. So then Krishna very quietly went into the cave and Hood hid behind Muchukunda. And then Kala Yavana, of course, being a Yavana, he comes into the cave yelling, screaming, hey, where is this going? We are. So then that woke up Muchukunda. So then Muchkunda looked at Kala Yavana and burnt him to ashes. So in this way Krishna arranged to kill Kala Yavana. I think you call this Chalumar. So Krishna is the best. So then Krishna gave blessings to Muchukunda that he would become his devotee. And that he would take one more birth as a Brahmana. Because as a king he had killed so many animals and that's not so good. So then next life he became nice devotee and went back to Godhead. So while all this was going on and Jarasandha was attacking, then Krishna made arrangements that they would build the Dwarka fort. And they made that fort in the middle of the ocean. So by the mystic power of the Yadus, they were living in this. So they were all there in the fort, but no one was in Mathura. And then Krishna came back, and then Jarasandha chased Krishna up a hill.
He came back to Mathura.
Yeah.
Kept everybody there in Dwaraka.
Yeah.
So Dwaraka Savaki Rekhe, Krishna or Mathura Jarasandha, so Jarasandha Krishna pitched Dhava Krishna.
So he ran up this hill.
So Krishna Pahadar Upar Chute Jarasandha.
So then Jarasandha thought, well, we'll catch them. So he lit the hill on fire all around. And this way the whole hill burnt. And Krishna Balaram, this very high hill, 88 miles high. So then Krishna Balaram jumped off this hill and then went to Dwarka. So then Jarasandha thinks, okay, Mathura is empty, no people are there, and Krishna and Balaram are dead. He was happy, he went back to his kingdom. So in this way then Krishna and Balaram and the Yadu dynasty, then they lived very happily and peacefully in Dwarka. And then from here, then they started their friendship with the Pandavas became prevalent. And they, the Pandavas, then they became the kings of Indraprastha. And there were two. The kingdom is divided in half, half for Duryodhana and the Kauravas, and half for the Pandavas. So they made their own place in Indraprastha. But then Yudhishthira wanted to do the Rajasuya sacrifice. No, not Rajasuya. That's under, I think just the horse sacrifice.
Absolutely.
Ashwamedha Yajna. Was it Rajasuya? Because they did twice. He did before and he did after. It must have been before, because afterwards nobody was there. They were all dead. Right? After Kurukshetra, they were all dead, so no one was there. So it must have been Rajasuya. So then then to do this, though, they had some problem because Jarasandha was not about to submit himself to their rule. So then they had to get rid of Jarasandha. So they thought, rather, because it's at the same time as the yajna, Krishna had to go to the yajna, but they had to get rid of Jarasandha. So then it was suggested they go there to the sacrifice, and then from there he would leave and go kill Jarasandha. So then Krishna, Arjuna and Bhima, when they went dressed as Brahmins to Jarasandha's kingdom.
So Krishna, Arjuna and Bhima, these are Brahmins. They dressed as Brahmins. Brahmins dressed for Jarasandha.
And they went to Jarasandha and said, "We are poor Brahmins, we have come for some blessing, some dhan, some..."
So that Jarasandha said, "Here Krishna, Arjuna and Bhima, Brahmins are our poor Brahmins, we have come for some..."
So, Jarasandha, he's looking at these so-called Brahmins. He's noticing Bhima is quite well-fed for a poor Brahmin. Bhima. He's seeing that for a poor Brahmin, Bhima is very well-fed. And they know... Yeah, they noticed on their shoulder, there was a mark that all Kshatriyas have because that's where they keep their bow.
So Jarasandha dekhlo je tader kandhe dag ache. To sei Kshatriya jara sekhane tader ki dhanush ban dharon kore. Tir dhanush karen.
So he's thinking, these are Kshatriyas, these are not Brahmins.
Then Jarasandha bujhte pachhari ye to Brahman nai, era obosshoi Kshatriya hobe.
But he's thinking, they have come as Brahmins, so I will give them their wish anyway. He's thinking, I'm such a great king, they must feel shy to come before me as kings, so they have come as Brahmins, so I will not get angry with them. So they said, we simply want a fight, that's all. They said, just one-to-one fight, wrestling. So he thought, oh, this is interesting. So he says, okay, but as a king, I must know who I'm fighting with. Right? Kings don't fight with just anybody off the street. They fight with people they know. Means if you are of proper standing, proper kingdom, they will fight. Otherwise, if you're just some small king, why they'll fight? So then they introduce themselves. Here is Krishna, here is Arjuna, here is Bhima. So then Jarasandha thought, oh, very clever. He said, Krishna, who will fight with him? He is cowherd boy, he is Kshatriya, he said, well, he's everything. Why I'll fight with him? And Arjuna, he said, he's too small for me. He said, but Bhim, he has some strength. So then he invited them to the palace. He gave them nice rooms. Nice food. They spent time together talking, this, that. Then they picked some auspicious time to start the wrestling. They made one special arena just for this. Because the Kshatriyas, they fight not because of envy and anger. But they fight over principles of dharma. So therefore everything's done in a very peaceful manner. Not just because I don't like you. That's not enough. It has to be against Shastra. You break the principles of the Shastra, then okay, there's fight. So then they started this fighting, this wrestling. Yes. So they started wrestling like this. It was going on. They would wrestle for the day. And then in the evening, stop wrestling, go back, take their bath, take their meals, sit and talk. Like this, because it's the, how you say, it's the pastimes of the Kshatriyas to fight. So they now don't feel bad towards the other person. So like this, it went on for so many days. So after so many days, because on the planet, there were, I think, five people who had the strength of 10,000 elephants. One was Bhima. One was Jarasandha. Kichika. Then Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. Means no one else was as physically as strong as them. Means Arjuna. There's Jarasandha, Bhima, Kichika. Yeah, it means the son of the Maharaja Virat. Like that. So then, and Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. So, even Arjuna was physically not that strong, but he was expert with weapons. So, like this, Bhima was getting tired. Now, Bhima would catch him and rip him. Bhima would catch Jarasandha and rip him into two pieces and throw one piece here and one piece there. The two pieces would come back together. Yes. So then there is a story behind that. Means that when Jarasandha's father, when Jarasandha was born, he was born in two pieces. So then the women, were very embarrassed with this, so they just took those two pieces and put them out in the forest. So there was this one tantric witch who lived out there. That was named Jara. So then she found these two pieces, and by her mantras and all that, put it together, and then there was a whole child. And after bringing him up, then she took him to the king and said, "Here is your son." So he had the benediction. If he was made into two pieces, these pieces would go right back together again. So like this, it was happening and Bhima was becoming very tired. So then Krishna, one time he's watching, he took a blade of grass and split it. Then he took the two grasses and put them opposite. Means he split it this way, then he turned one backwards and put it like that. So then Bhima understood. So then again he threw Jarasandha on the ground. He put one foot on his foot and grabbing the other foot, he tore him into two pieces. Then he put the foot where the head was and the head where the feet was. Then they could not go back together. So then Jarasandha died. Then they established Jarasandha's son as the king. And then they went back to the sacrifice. So then, at this sacrifice, then they have to worship somebody as the most worshipable person. So it was decided Krishna is that person. So when Krishna was put on the throne and they started the worship, they brought him the plate with all the betel nut and all these things and handed it to him. Then Shishupal became very upset and started speaking so many things. So he came in front of the Sringasan saying so many things. And everybody wants to kill him, but Krishna is doing nothing, he's just sitting there peacefully listening. So one may ask why Krishna is quiet. So there's a story behind that. Yes. Means when Shishupal, yes, when Shishupal was born, he was not an ordinary child. He had three legs and four arms and three eyes. Like that. So his mother was a little worried about having such a strange child. So one day as she was in anxiety, a voice came and said, that person who will kill him, if he sits on that person's lap, he will turn into a normal child. One day as she was in anxiety, a voice came and said, that person who will kill him, if he sits on that person's lap, he will turn into a normal child. So the mother is very happy, at the same time very sad. So in this way they invite different kings from different kingdoms. Everyone comes to see the child put on the lap. Stays the same. But then one time Krishna happened to be coming. And they invited him also. So they came and brought the child to Krishna. And when he sat on Krishna's lap, he immediately became a normal child. So the mother was very happy, now he's a normal child. But she was also not very happy because now she knows Krishna will kill him. So then she prayed to Krishna and says that, okay, we know you're going to kill him like this, but you please give him, you know, tolerate him, give mercy to him 100 times before you kill him. So now, Shishupal, as he grew up, anytime he heard the name of Krishna, he would just start talking all bad things about Krishna.
Yeah,
since he was small, he couldn't stand Krishna.
Huh.
So then when now Krishna is on the seat being worshipped as the best in the assembly, then he couldn't tolerate. Huh. So then he starts saying, comes there and speaking so many things. So then Krishna listens to 100 of these insults. And he's listening very peacefully, just sitting. But as soon as he said 101, Krishna stood up, invoked Sudarshan Chakra and cut off his head. And still, and Shishupal was so envious and angry that even his head is cut off, still is making all kinds of faces. Like this. So then Krishna spent so many pastimes in Dwarka. Yes, then?
Sudama.
Ah, okay, Sudama. Then Krishna had gone to this Gurukul.
Krishna Gurukul
and in the Gurukul, under his spiritual master, one other boy was there named Sudama. So they became very, very good friends. So one day Krishna and Sudama, they were went out to the forest in the morning to collect firewood. Because the brahmachari's duty is to collect firewood and kusa grass and water, all things for the sacrifice. So this time they went out and there was a big storm. And they could not come back, they stayed in the forest. So then later, then their Guru Maharaj is feeling very anxious about them. And he went out with all the other members of the ashram to find them. And they found them in the forest. They were cold, they were wet, they were tired. So then the Guru, was Sandipani Muni, was very pleased with them. Because out of their devotion to Guru, they had gone through so much trouble. And he blessed Krishna that whatever he spoke would always be ever fresh. So therefore anything we hear about Krishna, even though you've heard it so many times, is always nice. We like to hear again. This was the blessings of his Guru. So then later Krishna is a king in Dwarka and Sudama the Brahmin is a poor Brahmin. So he is very poor and he wouldn't go out begging or anything. So his wife was thinking, this is getting too much. He's getting so thin and everything. So she was not worried about herself, but was worried that her husband is so much inconvenienced. So she told him, you must go to Krishna and you must beg from him, you know, something just to keep the house going. So he was not very happy with the idea, but he went anyway. So he went mainly with the idea of seeing Krishna. He wasn't even going to beg. And since he was going to see Krishna, you have to take something. So then his wife went and begged a little bit of chira, little flat rice. And he tied it up in a little bundle. So like this, Sudama Brahman, then he walked to Dwarka. And he was very amazed at all the palaces and the opulence and the wealth. So then, slowly, slowly, like this, seeing everything, he got to Krishna's palace. And when he came into Krishna's palace, then he came into where Krishna was sitting with Rukmini. So Rukmini was Krishna's main queen. So then Krishna was sitting on the bed and Rukmini was fanning with the chamra.
So Krishna bed pe bahasila sajal pare aur Rukmini paatha karte.
So then Krishna stood up when he saw Sudama and invited him, sat Sudama on the bed. Then he had his wife bring water in this, they washed his feet, Krishna put that water on his head. Because while Krishna was in Dwarka, he showed how to be the perfect householder. He would respect Maharaj Ugrasena. He was very friendly with the other Kshatriyas of his age. He would always respect the Brahmanas and the cows. Like this, he would perform his household duties very, very nicely. So now here another example, he was worshipping Sudama Brahman. So then after doing all this worship, then Krishna saw that he had a little bundle. And then he was thinking, oh, it must be something for me. So then Sudama was saying, no, it is that. He was trying not to let Krishna take it. So then Krishna, because last time he knew Krishna, they were in the Gurukul, they were little boys together. So now his friend is so opulent. So then, like this, he was shy. But Krishna, anyway, just stole it from him. And he opened it and he took one piece of chira and ate it, and he was very happy. Because it's not what you're offering to Krishna, but it's that love with which it's offered. So this is, Sudama is his pure devotee, so it was offered with pure love. So then, that was so nice, he went to take another piece of chira. And then Rukmini stopped him, grabbed his arm, and he says, as it is, it'll be very hard to pay him back for what he has given you. If you take two, I myself cannot do it, though I'm the goddess of fortune. So, like this shows how devotional service pleases Krishna so much that there's nothing that one can give in return for that.
Mm.
So then after spending some time pleasantly together, then Sudama went back to his village. He didn't ask Krishna for anything. So then when he came back to where his small little broken house was supposed to be, it was a huge palace. Yeah, and he's thinking, what's this? I haven't been gone that long. So then he sees all this, and then his wife is coming out dressed so beautifully with ornaments and gold and so many maid servants. He's thinking, what is happening here? Yeah, then she comes out, she has tears in her eyes, and she's saying, oh, you've arranged so many nice things. Like this, and so then Sudama was amazed. It just, he gave one piece of cheer and Krishna gave all this. It was more opulence than even Indra had. So like this, then with his wife he went into the palace and he lived there exactly the same way as before when he had nothing. He was not attracted by any of this, but he used it in Krishna's service. So whatever one has must be used in Krishna's
service.
We should not think that whatever we have is ours, but it belongs to Krishna. Means we have to take care of it for Krishna. Like this, like the caretaker. Means like that. So this is what is learned from this nice story. So in this way, we basically finish chapter 76. No, that's pretty much it. No, I'm just saying that's basically there's just they went to Kurukshetra, you know, and then they met the residents of Vrindavan, and then that basically ends the 10th canto. No, because then go for it.
Jai Prabhupada ki
Jai
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama
Rama Rama
Hare Hare
Hare
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki
Jai
Shrimad Bhagavatam ki
Jai Maharaj pahunche ke sir এরপরে কুরুক্ষেত্র যুদ্ধের সময় সম্বন্ধে সামান্য বর্ণনা করে মহারাজের দশম স্কন্ধের বক্তব্য সমাপ্ত করেন।
No,
I just sing a song.
Yeah, I don't know song.
No song?
No song.
Keep to know one.
I know how to speak. Others know how to sing. It's a funny thing, I've got so many voices that I sing.
Explain me, what is the meaning of Agnihotra Yajna?
Agnihotra, that will talk in the afternoon.
Maybe this person is little after me, there's some vegetables.
Yeah. But then what time should we go to? What time? It's 12:30 now. Okay. So then some question.
Okay, Bhakti also Vikale.
that one.
Next person will be starting afternoon class. Now two, three question answers. Three question. Three questions.
See, Jogmaya means that internal potency that makes all the arrangements in the spiritual world for Krishna's pastimes.
Jogmaya has said, Bhagavan is a shakti, je shakti. Chinma jagate Bhagavan lila vilas se shakti madhyame sampadita hoye thake.
And Mahamaya is who makes the arrangements, the material arrangements in the material world for those living entities in illusion.
So Mahamaya hoche Bhagavan ek shakti je shakti ei bhautik jagate jara bhagavat vimukh hoyeche taderke sei jibderke mayabodha korbar jonno uddishto.
This is the difference.
Mahamaya se bhautik jagat, jogmaya hoche chinmaya jagat. Krishna came through the wounds, or he just appeared there?
Just appeared.
So Krishna Devakin Garbhavas ke abhimukh hai na.
He was in the womb, but he appeared just like that.
So unhe unka abhimukh hai se. Next question. Are you going to ask? Om Purnamaka, what question do you answer? Yes. What
is the particular difference between fruit bark and bone?
Just explain how the absolute, then how this material world is Purna.
How is it Purna? Purna, material world is Purna in the respect that it runs on its, it has everything in it complete for what it needs to do.
So, Balacha Purna Thake, Bhagavan is Purna, Purna Thake, Purna Gale, Purna Thake. So, Bhautik Jagat Thake Purna, Ega Nahi. মানে ভৌতিক জগতে ঠিক তার স্থিতি অনুসারে তার কার্যকারী করতে হলে যা কিছু দরকার সব কিছু তার মধ্যে পূর্ণ মাত্রায় রয়েছে সেটা তাকে বলা আছে পূর্ণ
You don't have to bring something in from outside.
তো ভৌতিক জগৎ কার্যকর বলে যা থাকে তার মধ্যেই আছে অন্য অন্য কারো কাছ থেকে তাকে আনতে হয় না
Everything you see here is made out of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, and intelligence false ego.
So ekhane bolchi je amra ja kichu jinish dekhbo sob kichu jinish khiti opke morutibam mon buddhi ahankar ei ashta upadan diye prostut hoyeche.
No, you won't find anything else.
Then
it's always one is transforming into the other, this, that. You take something, let's say you take some grass, and then you put it in a pile, then the fire element in it, it'll get hot, and then slowly all the air element will go away, until you're just left with the earth element. The water will
go.
That is the meaning of Purna.
It is absolute. Purna tatpurusha tai cinma jagate eta jada jagate ek theke ek gele zero. Cinma jagate jada jagate sathe parthakya. Cinma jagate ek theke ek gele ek
thakbe. How is it possible?
How is it possible?
See, we work on time and space. So, unless we see that there's a time and a space, we don't understand it.
So, amader chinta buddhi ta ei samoy ar mahakasher moddhe sibita. Amader ta kichu bola hobe jodi amra dekhi eta samoy ebong mahakasho ba ekta ayatoner bhitor noy tar tobe jodi jinish amra bujhte parbo na.
So if we cannot fit it into time and space, we say, how is it possible?
যখন আমাদের কাছে কিছুটা বলা হবে সে বলাটা আমাদের চিন্তা বুদ্ধিটা যে সময় এবং একটা আয়তন বা আকাশের মধ্যে সীমিত তার সাথে খাপ না খেলে আমার মনে হয় এটা কি সম্ভব না.
And whatever we have not seen or heard about, we say, how is it possible?
তো আমরা যদি শুনি না বা দেখি না তখন সঙ্গে সঙ্গে প্রশ্ন হবে এটা কি করে সম্ভব হয়.
Right? But the point is we must learn from authority.
তো আমাদের অথরিটি প্রামাণিক লোকেদের কাছ থেকে জ্ঞান গ্রহণ করতে
হবে. Right? Have you been to America?
আপনি আমেরিকা গিয়েছেন?
হ্যাঁ. So, how do you know America is there?
তা আমেরিকা আছে? মানুষের আপনি মানেন? কেন মানেন?
How do you know?
Heard it.
You've heard it. So, now we have heard how Krishna is complete and whatever comes from him is complete.
সেরকম কৃষ্ণ আছেন পূর্ণ, পূর্ণটাকে পূর্ণ করলে পূর্ণ থাকে এটা যে কৃষ্ণের স্বরূপ স্থিতি.
So like this we must learn. Otherwise, if we think we're going to take unlimited and stick it in a very small place, means our head, then there'll be a problem. Right? This is the difficulty. We think everything must fit in our small head. And if our buddhi cannot understand it, then we say not possible. Right? Just like you can make an airplane. But does it mean that the airplane is not flying? You understand? So like that, we may think it's not possible, but it's going on. Om. Om is has three letters.
Om mane ki? Om te tinte akkhar ache.
There's A, there's U, and there's M.
A, U, M.
So those three together make Om. So A, that is Krishna. U is the internal potency. And the M is the Tatastha Shakti. It means us, the jivas.
Tatastha shakti is jiva shakti or jivatma.
Means the internal potency.
He's
asking there is an Ashtaprasata, 108 important names. What is the meaning of what is the justification of the Ashtaprasata and why do we use 108 japa mala?
We use 108 japa mala for the 108 gopis.
So we are talking about the japa mala 108 bhuti ke naam hai aur ashtaprasada 108 baba naam bola hai na. So wahan jo hai 108 hari
dekhwa
108 gopis. 108 gopi there ashram mein jab kara se 108 ta bhuti hai.
And then the main rupi that is Krishna.
So meru madhe Krishna hai. What is this string?
The string is for the 8 main gopis.
So ekhane boro ache ei boro theke shuru korbe job ekhane chuta ache ha eta the prothom ashta sakhi je sakhi
no
gopi
eight sakhi gopis no
gopi ei atte gopi why string
main just to show that that's there that out of 16,108 means see there's unlimited gopis.
So Raslila asankha gopi satapati gopi asankha gopi sekhane chilen.
Out of that 16,108 are prominent.
Tader moddhe 16,108 gopi mukhya chilen.
Right, so if we had to have 16,108 beads on our japa mala, it would be very difficult.
Tamale 16,108 gopi thake jap korar jonno ehe boro oshubidha hobe.
So out of 16,108, then 108 are prominent.
So tar moddhe 108 hocche aro mukhyo.
Ha. And then out of 108, 8 are more prominent.
So 108 moddhe 8 jon aro mukhyo.
And then if we only took 8, it would be a very small mala. Tamar
je 8 ta shudhu nei. Tar koto hobe eto hobe. Ha.
So 108 is very good size.
So 108 is a normal size. Jab kar rahe hain. Hamari 108 before the name Ashtadar Sata.
108 glories.
Ye Ashtadar Ashtadar Sata naam kis ne? Kis ne 108. Bhai Paramahamsa 108
less glories.
Sida 108 mahima mahima.
Not names, it's mahima. Why do you like rice? Ask him. Why he doesn't eat chapatis and not eat rice? You go to Punjab, only if you're sick you eat rice.
আপনি ভাত খান বলে
Because you like it.
Right.
So like that, Krishna likes the number 108. It's a nice number.
Auspicious number.
Not like that. No. I am saying it is just Krishna likes it. Krishna is a person. But he doesn't like 786. You like 786. If you were God, then we'd be chanting on 786 malas. But since Krishna is God, we're chanting on 108.
Krishna
কৃষ্ণের জন্য ভালোবাসা যে ময়ূর তুচ্ছ, কৃষ্ণ ভালোবাসালে ময়ূর তুচ্ছর তো দাম, বাঁশি বাঁশির দাম, বাঁশিটা দাম নয়, দামটা আছে না কৃষ্ণ ভালোবাসে না, কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ সেটা কৃষ্ণ যেটা ব্যবহার করেছে সেটা তার একটা মানে মাধুর্য বেড়েছে, কৃষ্ণ ব্যবহার করেছে মানে অলঙ্কার পরে কৃষ্ণকে সৌন্দর্য করে না, বরঞ্চ অলঙ্কার হলো কৃষ্ণ শরীরে লাগা সাথে অলঙ্কার গুলো সৌন্দর্য হয়েছে, কৃষ্ণ কিন্তু সৌন্দর্য করতে পারে না, ময়ূর পাখি ভালো হয়েছে বলে কৃষ্ণ গ্রহণ করে না, কৃষ্ণ গ্রহণ করছে বলে ভালো হয়েছে,
ময়ূর পুচ্ছের ওই যে মধ্যে কিছু বিশ্লেষণ আছে তো,
ময়ূর পুচ্ছে আছে যা কিছু থাকুক সেটা কিন্তু কৃষ্ণের সংস্পর্শে আসছে বলে আনতে হবে, এটা ভালো বলে কৃষ্ণ নিতে নাই, এটা কৃষ্ণ গ্রহণ করছে এটা ভালো বলে মাধুর্যটা চিন্তা করতে হবে, উপনন্দ নন্দ মহারাজ পাঁচ ভাই ছিল, অভিনন্দ উপনন্দ নন্দ সুনন্দ নন্দ এই পাঁচ ভাই, উপনন্দ ছিল সবচেয়ে বড় উপনন্দ,
means in the internal potency.
প্লাদিনী শক্তি মানে ভগবানের অন্তরঙ্গ শক্তি,
so there's three parts,
তো তার তিনটে অন্তরঙ্গ শক্তি তিন প্রকারের আছে,
means there's sat, there's chit and there's ananda,
sat আর ananda,
so ananda is প্লাদিনী,
তো এই আনন্দ শক্তি হচ্ছে রাদিনী, আনন্দ হচ্ছে রাদিনী, মানে ভগবানের আনন্দদায়ী শক্তি, এই চিত শক্তি মানে স্বরূপ শক্তি, তার স্বরূপে যে শক্তিটা আছে, মানে আমরা আনন্দ পেতে হলে আমি নিজে আনন্দ পেতে পারবো না, রসগোল্লা খেলে আমি আনন্দ পাবো আমার, হ্যাঁ ভগবান নিজের ভিতরে শক্তি আছে তাকে সেই নিজের শক্তিটা নিজে আনন্দ পাচ্ছে, অন্য কেউ তাকে আনন্দ দিতে পারে, তার স্বরূপ শক্তি আনন্দদায়ী
শক্তি, ঠিক আছে, নাম
The names are in the nectar devotion. In the nectar devotion, all the names
are. Bhakti Rasa Pita Sindhu, Grantha Chhe, Uta Adhan Kavan, Banshin Kaveta, Nama Chhe, Uta Chhe, Sao Jishthi Chhe, Banna Gara Chhe. Bhakti Rasa Pita Sindhu, Rupa Krishna Nidhi, Banshin Kaveta. Maya Dere Kaun Prasna Nain? So Bhuma Chhe, Nagi? এখনই কি আমাদের আর কুইজ কন্টেস্ট হবে না, হয়তো আগে ধরে না আমাদের অনুষ্ঠান এরকম হবে, আজকে আফটারনুন হাফ আন উইকেন্ড দিকে দিয়ার গোয়িং টু ম্যারেজ সেরেমনি, আর যে হ্যাপি ম্যারেজ সেরেমনি হবে দেন
Last year was such a jumble line. Yeah. And none of us decided not to have it this year.
Just somebody knew that.
Well, no, we introduced during the Shalai Brahman Tulsi, because it's there. It's nice to know about the last. But then they decided, oh, why marry Tulsi will bring Vrinda, because he had a three-day Vrinda. And then he said, well, I'm not marrying my Vrinda day to the Shalai Brahman. So then they brought Madhava. And then people started complaining.
So, শুনুন, তাহলে বিজ্ঞানে আমাদের অনুষ্ঠান এরকম হবে, আমাদের সময়টা হাতে খুব কম, আগামীকালকে আমাদের অনুষ্ঠান শেষ হয়ে যাবে,
তো এই কুইজ কন্টেস্টে যায় না কি করে হবে? ঠিক আছে, বিকালের আফটারনুন ইউ ক্যান গিভ ওয়ান আওয়ার ক্লাস, দেন উই উইল হ্যাভ সাম কুইজ কন্টেস্ট।
It's from the beginning of the 10th canto. Prabhupada made a complete summary.
আপনি ধরেন আমরা নেক্সট বারে আমি আমরা সব সন্দেহ আসছে এরকম করে দিতে পারি, যেটাকে আপনারা ঘরে নিয়ে পরে দিতে
পারেন।
বিকালে মহারাজ তাহলে ভারতের ইনস্টান্ট চারটার সময় চারটা থেকে পাঁচটা মহারাজ পাঠ দেবেন, তো পাঁচটা থেকে ছয়টা এক ঘন্টা কুইজ কন্টেস্ট হবে। কুইজ কন্টেস্ট মানে আমাদের 100 শ্রোতা আছেন, 10 জন একটা গ্রুপ হবে। তো প্রথম শ্রোতার মধ্যে প্রশ্ন তৈরি করা হয়েছে, ওই প্রশ্ন একটা গ্রুপকে জিজ্ঞাস করা হবে, তারা বলতে পারলে কত 10 পয়েন্ট। হ্যাঁ, এরকম কি পয়েন্ট এরা তো জানে সেগুলো কি রকম করতে হবে। এই পয়েন্টে আমরা ফার্স্ট সেকেন্ড থার্ড করবো, দেখবেন মেন জিনিস সারা এই দশম স্কন্ধ যেগুলো পাস করা হলো কি কি পয়েন্ট কভার করা যায় একটু রিফ্রেশিং করার মধ্যে সেই প্রশ্নগুলো তোলা হবে, আর ভক্তরা যারা উত্তর দেবে সে পয়েন্ট পাবে আর প্রাইজ পাবে। তারপরে
আমাদের